toll-free 888-823-1910 or go online to VantageHealthPlan.com.
Wouldn't it be great if everyone in Simlaw were prepared to save a life? Join us for Starter Heart Simlaw, a free bystander CPR training, Saturday, April 5th at the Alexandria Riverfront Center. Two sessions will be offered, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. and 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Participants receive a free certificate of completion, an event t-shirt, and more importantly, the skills to save a life. To register, call 877-477-7637 or visit StarterHeartSimlaw.org. Get the training. Save a life.
Minimally invasive image-guided specialist MIGS treat varicose veins that affect one out of two people age 50 and older and nearly 25% of all adults. Varicose veins are uncomfortable and unattractive. Symptoms include nighttime leg pain, skin discoloration, skin wounds, and irritation. These symptoms are most common in women ages 30 to 70, and treatments usually consist of a painful surgical procedure called vein stripping. MIGS patients can now take advantage of a new minimally invasive procedure that usually takes 30 to 45 minutes. Because it's minimally invasive and requires no large incisions, patients can usually be back at work the following day. For more information, contact MIGS at 445-9700. MIGS is a proud sponsor of the official OPT network. Part of the minimally invasive image-guided specialist healthcare vision is to make sure our patients receive the best service possible. MIGS doctors are dedicated to performing interventional radiology procedures, concentrating on a patient-centered service that focuses on performing procedures in the shortest amount of time possible. Interventional radiology is a selection of advanced techniques that use imaging equipment to treat a variety of illnesses. Interventional radiologists are physicians who specialize in these minimally invasive, targeted treatments. Minimally invasive image-guided specialist MIGS is at 3704 North Boulevard, Alexandria. Call 318-445-9700.
MIGS is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Sylvia's Care and Companions provides personal care and physical assistance to help individuals remain in their homes safe, secure, and comfortable. The care Sylvia's provides is tailor-based on each individual person. Our compassionate staff are warm, friendly, concerned caregivers who offer daily assistance for those who require care of all ages. We provide peace of mind for families who depend on our competent staff. Let Sylvia's Care and Companions healthcare services make a difference in your lives. Here to help you and your loved ones in times of need. People care by caring people.
Sylvia's is owned by CEO Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone 318-346-2540.
Sylvia's Care and Companion is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Do you need help developing your business? The City of Alexandria and the Ministers of Economic Development, in collaboration with the Louisiana Department of Economic Development, want to assist you with resources to help you grow your business. The Small and Emerging Business Development Program was designed to help provide managerial and technical assistance for small businesses in Louisiana. Certified small and emerging businesses qualify for help with entrepreneurial training, accounting, bid preparation and pricing, business plan preparation, finance, human resources, inventory management, industry-specific training, legal services, marketing, project management, and other areas of technical and managerial assistance. The certification process is simple and can be done online. For certification and program information, visit the Small Business section of OpportunityLouisiana.com. And for additional information on the Small and Emerging Business Development Program in this area, call 318-442-3593 or 318-561-2299.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica! Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine, I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
I'm worried about Tim.
What's wrong?
He's out of work, we don't have health insurance, and he needs to go to the doctor, but it costs too much.
Christus Cabrini Hospital opened the Incarnate Word Community Clinic just across the street from the hospital.
Really?
Yeah, it has a primary care and a specialty clinic, too. Mary went and got great care. She doesn't have insurance either.
I'm calling right now.
Incarnate Word Community Clinic on Masonic Drive. Uninsured patients and those covered by Medicaid or Medicare welcome. Call 448-6800 for an appointment.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
It started out like a totally normal day.
I love you.
I mean, I guess I was a little sweaty, and I was definitely sore. I thought I had gas. Turns out, I was having a heart attack. Heart disease is the number one killer of American women. So now I take care of myself and tell the other women in my life to do the same. Make it your mission to save your life and the lives of the women you love. Find out more from the American Heart Association at goredforwomen.org.
On Point Talk is a proud sponsor of Go Red for Women and the Central Louisiana American Heart Association. Wood Forest Bank is a community bank built upon the needs of the customers they serve. Wood Forest Bank is committed to earning customer loyalty by offering the highest level of customer service, as well as competitive products and services by employees who are fair, responsive, and professional. Wood Forest Bank, another proud underwriting sponsor for On Point Talk, the official OPT Network.
Wouldn't it be great if everyone in Sinlaw were prepared to save a life? Join us for Starter Heart Sinlaw, a free bystander CPR training, Saturday, April 5th at the Alexandria Riverfront Center. Two sessions will be offered, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. and 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Participants receive a free certificate of completion, an event t-shirt, and more importantly, the skills to save a life. To register, call 877-477-7637 or visit StarterHeartSinlaw.org. Get the training. Save a life.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
the Bigger Show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas.
Yay.
And if you're listening, you're on point.
This is
the official
OPT
Network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcx.com. MAS.com. Go to our website, click on, and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in on this Tuesday morning. It is a crisp DC, cool spring
Tuesday morning. If you're just getting started, it's 7:39 local time, 8:39 Eastern time. And this morning, as we popped out and got started, I thought of those days back in the day when we were little kids. Our son, of course, is in high school now, but when we were in junior high school, and we used to have to walk to school in the mornings. And on mornings like these, they would start out really, really cool. And by day's end, it would warm up. And it was really just an inkling that summer was close. Grass is being cut. Flowers are blooming. But back in the day, we had the swimming pool. And not ready for swimming just yet, but, you know, getting ready for summer, you could smell the chemicals of the swimming pool, and you just knew that summer was on the way. I don't know. I guess I just had a moment of nostalgia this morning. It feels good. It's Tuesday morning, and I'm just going to call this one Be Fulfilled Tuesday because I'm drinking from my Be Fulfilled cup, which every time I look at it, it makes me smile. As you're traveling in, I hope that you will, if you have a frown, I hope you'll turn it upside down. Smile, take it all in, take those deep, deep cleansing breaths, have a moment for yourself, and just know that you're okay and it's okay. And I don't know, this week for sure, and last week, we had to really reassure ourselves that no matter how much is being piled on, that when you just understand that you're okay and it's okay, and all you have to do is just do what you can, I'm going to tell you, it makes your day, it makes the moment that you're in so much better. I hope that you'll take that in. I hope that you'll take it for what it's worth. You'll feel it, you'll receive it, and you'll do it. Now, as always, as you're traveling in on your mornings, getting kids to school, we remind you about school buses, school kids, and school zones. Remember, they're in effect until 9 a.m. So as you're traveling through those school zones, we implore you every single morning, slow down. School zones are crossing guards whenever you see them, and they're usually in areas where there's junior high schools and elementary schools. But our resource officers are standing on point in high schools, making sure that school buses get in safely, that those people who carpool and drop kids off in the morning get in safely and carefully. So help those guys and ladies as well. And remember, kids are standing at school bus stops unattended. Help our school bus drivers. They have an incredibly important job getting kids to school in the morning. And the more that we can stay off of mobile devices, and we're seeing it more and more, it seems like the more we say stay off mobile devices, the more people we see on mobile devices trying to get their kids to school. It's just too dangerous. Y'all, it's Tuesday. We are continuing our celebration of Women's History Month with incredible women, really just ordinary women who have gone on to do extraordinary things. You got to stay on point because we're going to introduce you to another one of those women just a little bit later in the show. But first, remember that minimally invasive image guided specialists, also known as MIGS, are making patients better and faster. It's their top priority. And for more information, you can phone 318-445-9700. Don't forget about Vantage Health Plan's goal. Their goal is to help their members and their patients get better through quality preventive care. Vantage Health is making healthcare work. We're winding down. If you have not signed up yet for the Affordable Care Act, it is important. March 31st is the deadline. You got to get on it. And you can start right now by phoning Vantage Health at 318-361-0900 or 888-823-1910. Don't forget to get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields, serving Rapides Parish and surrounding areas for the best in home, auto, and life insurance. The number to phone, 318-487-1881. Also, Hickson Automotive Group, they're in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. Their website, www.hicksonhasit.com. It's 7:44, everybody. You're on point. The official OPT Network. We're going to get a break, but we're back after this.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
The Biggest Show and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Attention Louisiana residents. Under the health care reform, most people are required to have health insurance by March 31st, 2014. If you're looking for a new health plan or getting a plan for the very first time, it's time for you to make your choice. Vantage Health Plan has affordable coverage for you or your family. Call Vantage Health Plan today and let us help you find a plan that's right for you. Call toll-free 888-823-1910 or go online to vantagehealthplan.com.
Credit union with the heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union has the best Visa card in town. Check this out. An APR as low as 7.9%, and it's now earning reward points. That's right. Get the best Visa card in town today at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union at heartcu.org or 473-4562.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Federally insured by the NCUA.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need, the very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Wouldn't it be great if everyone in Simlaw were prepared to save a life? Join us for Starter Heart Simlaw, a free bystander CPR training, Saturday, April 5th at the Alexandria Riverfront Center. Two sessions will be offered, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. and 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Participants receive a free certificate of completion, an event t-shirt, and more importantly, the skills to save a life. To register, call 877-477-7637 or visit StarterHeartSimlaw.org. Get the training. Save a life.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MPE, WPE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MPE, WPE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Of Oils Tourism Commission is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
Bacon Clubhouse rules. If someone asks you if McDonald's new Bacon Clubhouse sandwich is greater than LeBron James, you say yes.
What?
LeBron? How'd you get here?
Magic. Now, what's so great about it?
You can get 100% pure beef or crispier grilled premium chicken.
Uh-huh.
The new artisan roll.
Uh-huh.
Thick cut applewood smoked bacon and Big Mac special sauce.
And that's all greater than me?
Well,
I'm playing, man. I know it's great.
Nothing rules like the new Bacon Clubhouse. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. I participate in McDonald's.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
the Bigger Show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. Well, we know that you're probably on your way by now. It's 7:53 local time, 8:53 Eastern time. And of course, I have dubbed Tuesdays and sometimes Thursday Be Fulfilled Tuesday and Thursday. Well, today is Be Fulfilled Tuesday for me. And I am super excited. We are super excited because as we have really experienced and celebrated March, which we know is Women's History Month, we have talked to some incredible women, and I just want to thank our team for finding those incredible women with powerful stories that have changed not only their lives, but have changed the lives of the people their stories have touched. And this morning, we want to introduce you to a lady that many of you probably may have heard of, but may not know her or her story. Her name is Dina Head. She is a native of West Monroe, Louisiana, who has overcome a lifetime of abuse and the trials and tribulations of being a single mother. Pushing forward wasn't always easy. However, Dina learned that knowledge is power and it cannot be taken away from you. Dina achieved her goals by working hard one day at a time. And get this, she is now the president and CEO of Unitech Training Academy. We welcome Dina for the very first time to the OPT Network. Dina, good morning and welcome.
Good morning.
Dina, so happy to have you this morning. But even more than that, I'm so excited for you to tell your story. I want you to rewind. I want you to rewind back to a time before you started Unitech, and I want to talk about the journey of getting to where you are now. Let's talk about where you started as a single mom.
Wow. Well, my single momness started when I got a divorce from my ex-husband. As my commercial said, life wasn't easy, but, you know, I mean, I'm not the only one this happens to, but I am one that it did happen to. Growing up as a child, I was sexually abused for years, mm-hmm. and physically abused also. Almost every day of my life, something happened to me as a child.
Wow.
And
Dina, was that by a family member?
The physical abuse was by a family member, by a couple of family members. Sexual abuse was by a male babysitter that we were left with while my parents worked. So, starting out with a childhood like that, you know, I was really withdrawn and really shy. The only thing that I really could do in life was try to achieve in school, and I threw myself into school and books or whatever to escape my journey there until I could get through with it. I mean, I can't ever think of a day I wasn't thinking as a child, oh, my God, please let it hurry up and get my age, get here where I can leave. Mm. I mean, that was a thing in my mind, you know, even as a child.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I met my ex-husband, I'm thinking, you know, he took up for me against a few family members, and I'm thinking, wow, okay, this is my salvation right here. This is somebody, first time in my life, somebody who backed me and supported me. Well, he turned out to be an abuser also.
Wow.
And so, you know, I was, you know, I'm a nurse, and, you know, I worked at St. Francis Medical Center for years. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I started teaching when I had my son, Noah, when he was 6 months old. So I could take him to the daycare, pick him up. I didn't have strange hours, you know, working in the night and stuff, because actually I had no family support. I had nobody to support me. So basically I was on my own. And even when I was married, and, you know, he used to tell me, you may be God at work, but you're nothing here.
Wow.
And in my mind, I would always say, you know, that's not true. You know, I always psychologically tried to defend myself every day of my life. I couldn't say verbally what I wanted to. So basically, I really didn't talk very much until I got a divorce.
Wow. Wow. And yeah. So when did you really come to understand that your husband was an abuser? Was he verbally or physically or both?
Well, it started out, you know, he started drinking more and more, and he would go out to the bars and stay and come in the middle of the night and put music on and turn music up really loud and wake up me and wake up Noah. And
mm-hmm.
I had to go to work. Noah had to go to school. I mean, it was a lot of mental torment. At the end, it started becoming physical.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I've had that all my life. So it was time to move on. I said to him, you know, I'd rather pick up cans on the side of the road than I had to live in this house one more minute.
Wow.
And, you know, so I left. I left with a car that leaked oil, a child who was 7, and the clothes on our back, and a VCR player and his little TV.
Wow.
And that's what I started my life over again with.
So, Dina, do you remember that moment when you said, I refuse to spend another day in this hell, in this torment? Do you remember that moment where you decided, I may not have anything, but I'm leaving? Do you remember what that moment was like and the decision that happened that propelled you into the next point of your life?
Well, let me tell you, making that statement at 2 o'clock in the morning and leaving with a baby, with a young child, and not knowing where you're going to go, what you're going to do. I had just got paid that day, and he took my paycheck. He always took my paycheck. So I didn't have any money. And so, you know.
And no real family to turn to, really.
Nobody. That was a difficult time in my life. And not for me. I don't cry for myself, but I cry for my son because I couldn't do better for him at that time.
And even after all this time, Dina, you still feel the pain of that moment, even with all of the success. Why do you think that that's still so painful?
You know, I don't know. I just, you know, I guess there's just still a lot of pain and a lot of anguish there. And, you know, things, you know, hey, everybody in life that goes through things like I've been through wish it was different.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it just wasn't. Mm-hmm. And it was the hand I was dealt with. But, you know, I mean, I learned a long time ago the only person I could really trust in life was myself. And if I was ever going to make anything of myself or have anything, I had to do it for myself and mm-hmm. not depend on anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so that's kind of how I've went through life. Is, you know, I was always that person standing on the outside looking in at other families and, mm-hmm. you know, thinking, you know, God, why couldn't I have that life? You mm-hmm. know, why was I dealt these cards? And so, you know, I just become determined at a young age, you know, if I'm going to make it happen, I got to make it happen for myself. There's nobody to depend on to do it,
mm-hmm.
you know, so.
And so you leave with you and Noah, you pack up with what little you have, you pack up, and do you even have a plan at that moment, Dina? What do you do when you and Noah leave, not really knowing where you're going to go, how you're going to get, you know, to the next warm place to be? What happens after that?
Well, I tell you, at 9 o'clock that morning, I was at the attorney's office filing for divorce. And he was at the bank clearing out the bank account.
Wow.
So, you know, my advice is go to the bank first before you go to the office. I mean, I wasn't smart at the time, but, you know, until I got paid again for the next 2 weeks, you know, my sister, you know, let me and Noah, you know, take showers there and at night and everything, but basically Noah and I slept in the park in my car.
Dina.
But nobody ever knew it, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, for my abuse, you know, personally, nobody ever knew what went on at my house. Every day I would went and act like, I'd go to work and act like nothing was wrong because it was embarrassing to me. I didn't want anybody to know that this was happening.
And so your sister didn't have a heart for you, knowing that you were sleeping in your car with a seven-year-old son, to say, Dina, you're going to stay here. Did she ever say that?
Well, she was in a bad marriage herself. And so, you know, being in a bad marriage and her being abused mm-hmm. also, wow. you know, I mean, wasn't a good situation to, you know, put myself in. And Noah, after I'm just trying to leave one, to make her life more difficult, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. it wasn't.
And so you push through, and then what happens?
Well, after I got paid, I rented Noah and I this small little 10x50 mobile home, which I was so excited we had somewhere to live.
Mm-hmm.
And then my ex-husband started stalking me.
Wow.
He would call on the phone at 3 o'clock in the morning, say, I'm coming over. He'd come over at night and bang on the mobile home or do something. I'd call the police and they would say, you know, until he physically harms you, there's nothing we can do. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I thought, well, this is a bunch of bull crap.
Mm-hmm.
So I joined the Washtenaw Parish Police Department and become a deputy sheriff.
You're kidding. So,
no.
So do you leave nursing? Do you decide I'm not going to be a nurse now? I'm going to leave this job, and I'm going to become a sheriff.
Yes. to defend myself if necessary. He never bothered me again.
Wow. Now, let me rewind a little bit. Because there are so many women, Dina, that are finding themselves at this very moment in a similar situation with maybe not just one, but multiple children. How do you explain to a 7-year-old what is happening?
Well, this is what I said to Noah, and I won't ever forget it. I said, let me tell you something, Noah. Mom and Dad are not going to live together anymore. That doesn't mean we love you any less. We love you with all our hearts. Sometimes situations and relationships just don't work out, but it's not your fault. So, you know, we both love you, and we're both going to be there with you. And so, you know, it's okay, but never think of anything you did, because it's not. Mom and Dad just aren't compatible right now with each other. We're just not making it. So, you know, that's how I put it. He did fine with it. I have probably one of the most well-adjusted grown men as a son of anybody in the world. So, you know, I'm very proud of that fact.
Mm-hmm. I tell you what, Dina, we're going to take a break here, but when we come back, we're going to come back with more of Dina's very compelling but very wonderful story. It's Women's History Month, and we're celebrating another extraordinary woman who is making her way. Stay on point, everybody. We're back right after this.
To see young mothers like the ones that were around when I grew up, but they live on in memory to quite a few of us. And this song is dedicated to those who cherish that memory. Early one Sunday morning, breakfast was on the table. There was no time to eat. She said to me, boy, hurry to Sunday school, filled with the Lord of glory. We learned the holy story. She'll always have her dream, despite the things this troubled world can bring. Oh, say, don't you know we love you, sweet Sadie? Place no one above you, sweet Sadie. Well, well, well.
Living in the past.
Sometimes it seems so funny, but no money will turn your life around. Sweeter than cotton candy, stronger than Papa's old brandy. Always that needed smile. Once in a while, she would break down and cry. Sometimes she'd be so happy being with us and Daddy, standing the worst of times, breaking the bind with just a simple song. Oh,
Sadie,
Sadie Mae,
don't you know
still loving
love
us all in your special way? Well, well, well.
There's no one above you, sweet
Sadie, living in the past. Oh, she never sinning. In love, she's always winning.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
the Bigger Show, and
the official OPG Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
It's a mean world without you.
Are you purchasing or building your first home? Refinancing, investing? At Magnolia State Mortgage, meeting specific needs with the right products and services is our commitment. Whether you're looking for flexibility, stability, easy qualification, or competitive interest rates, the ladies of Magnolia State Mortgage will guide you through the process that will make home ownership a reality. From the first-time home buyer to the seasoned pro, Magnolia State Mortgage is committed to making the entire process as easy and stress-free as possible. For more information on how to get your new home financed, the number to phone is 318-561-8020.
Magnolia State Mortgage, watch what we can do. Magnolia State Mortgage,
you got somebody working for you.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Are you someone who needs to see a doctor, but you don't have medical insurance or Medicaid? If so, then we have help for you. The HP Long Urgent Care Clinic treats uninsured patients with minor injuries and illnesses. The clinic is conveniently located on Upper Third, next door to Rapides Regional and directly across from Health South. For more information, 769-LONG. That's 769-5664. HP Long Urgent Care Clinic, a service of Rapides Regional Medical Center.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to the OPT Network. Well, it's Tuesday morning. It's Be Fulfilled Tuesday, 12 minutes after 8 local time, 12 minutes after 9 Eastern time. And our guest this morning is Dina Head. She is the CEO, president and CEO of Unitech Training Academy. But before she got there, her life looked absolutely nothing like the life of a CEO and president. And so, Dina, as we pick up the story, you leave nursing, you leave your husband, and you become a sheriff. And so what happens after you become a sheriff's deputy?
Yes.
That's an unlikely, that's an unlikely, really, you know, change in career, to say the least.
Very drastic. Very drastic. That's for sure.
And so what happens when you become a sheriff deputy, and how do you even begin to make it through that process?
Well, actually, you know, I just think God's in a lot of things. I think God has protected me, angels, whatever you believe in.
Mm-hmm.
There was something in the universe, I think, that always looked after me. Because when I was teaching in a school sort of like mine, after I had had Noah, I was at the school working one day, and some deputies came from the sheriff's office up there. They were looking for somebody to give them my name, referred them to me. They were looking for a nurse to work in the jail to pass out medication and take care of the inmates or whatever, mm-hmm. and my name had come up. And so, you know, I had never thought about it, but, you know, I didn't have any benefits for me and Noah. I didn't have anything. So I made the decision, and then my ex-husband was stalking me. I just made the decision, okay, well, Let me give that a try. I have nothing to lose. I think when you're down, you have nothing to lose. You have nowhere to go but up.
Mm.
And so, you know, I took a chance and started working in the jail. And later on, about a year later, they sent me to the police academy and put me on the street.
Wow.
And So
they put you on the streets.
They did. And so, you know, that was an experience. You know, some of my ex-students, you know, would come up to greet me, and they would, you know, there was an arrest warrant out for them. I'd say, oh, my God, I got to take you to jail. And they just like, okay. And so, you know, but, I mean, I always tried to be somebody who was fair and, you know, never use my power or authority in a bad way.
Mm-hmm. Because, now, so after you become a sheriff's deputy, does your ex-husband stop giving you grief?
Oh, he does. He does. His whole attitude changes, and especially when I started carrying a gun. I don't know what he thought was going to be the problem with that. But, you know, if I hadn't done anything to him by now, I wasn't going to.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, yeah, it's just a different life, you know. Noah, you know, had a gun-toting mom that took him to school every day. And, you know, he just bounced back whatever. You know, he just...
he just kind of went with the flow, huh?
He did. He just went with the flow. Just, you know, he once told me that, you know, I'd say every year, Noah, mom's going to do better for us. I promise you. I'm going to do better. We're going to do better. I'm going to move us to a nicer place. I'm going to do better for us. And he'd say, you know, Mom, it's okay. My home is where you live. It's my home. Your home is my home, Mom.
Wow.
And, you know, so the innocence of a child and how much they depend and love, you know, the ones who are taking care of them, you know, is amazing. I would never, when I went to a police camp, never would come home and I would cry because I got beat up that day or whatever or handcuffed. I'd go in the shower, turn the shower on, and cry. So when I come out, my eyes are red. It looked like I just got out of the shower. I never showed any emotion to Noah because I thought stability was very important to Noah, and I didn't want to upset him in any way.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, my whole life I've had more of a mask on than anything else. You know, I didn't want anybody to know anything that happened to me. I didn't want, because in my mind, you know, I mean, I didn't blame myself for the stuff that happened to me. I was embarrassed by what happened to me.
Mm-hmm. And so do you remember that moment, Dina, when you were able to shed the mask?
Let me tell you, it's like, the only way I can describe it is I was like a bird out of a cage. I was like free. It's like a burden that was lifted off of me that I had never felt before. And, man, that was a powerful moment because I, you know, going through life, you don't think you have anything, you know, that's so heavy on you that you're carrying around. But, just when you're able to come to terms with what's happened to you and really face it, you know, it's been a lot of crying, a lot of self-reflection. It's also been, you know, I mean, I'm one person that wanted to put it behind me and never think about it again.
Mm-hmm.
Never wanted to bring it up, never wanted to talk about it. But, you know, that's not the plan God had for me, evidently. So, you know, I just go with the flow. Every time I tell my story, it still hurts. I mean, it still hurts. I still feel those emotions, you know, but...
And so for you though, Dina, that exact precise moment when you stepped from behind the mask, do you remember when that was and you said, you know what, I'm going to just tell the truth so that I can be free? Do you remember when that moment was?
You know what? It wasn't until after I started Junitech that happened.
Mm.
You know, when I started encountering, you know, I had taught CNA and GED courses and things at a school sort of like mine years ago. And, you know, I had students with all kind of problems. I had students that were going through the same thing I was going through, but I couldn't talk to them in that way because I didn't want anybody to know what happened to me.
Mm-hmm.
So after starting Unitech and...
Let's rewind, though. After you leave the sheriff's department, is that when you move into starting your own school?
Well, here's what happened there. I came to Lafayette for a convention, a nurses' convention through the sheriff's department, and while I was in Lafayette, I met my future husband, and just a coincidence. And so, you know, in a hotel lobby, and after, I guess, 6 or 8 months, you know, I mean, I was at the sheriff's office. I was working as a deputy. I had Noah. I was taking care of him. We were, you know, I was trying to work off different shifts and, you know, have my aunt watch Noah, whatever. And I just wasn't happy with all that, you know, this unsettled, stable life. I just, you know, so my future husband at the time said, you know, hey, you know, we were dating from Baton Rouge to West Monroe. It's kind of a long-distance relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, my ex-husband and I had owned a uniform shop before I got divorced. So, you know, we had discussed all this. So he said, why don't you come to Lafayette and start a uniform shop, and then, you know, we can be closer to each other. Well, he wanted me to come to Baton Rouge. I said, I'm not going to. The traffic's terrible. I'm coming from West Monroe to Baton Rouge. No, the traffic is not good for me.
Mm-hmm.
So I moved to Lafayette, started a uniform shop, uprooted a seven-year-old. No, he was nine at the time, I think, 9 or 10,
mm-hmm.
when I moved. Packed up everything I owned and rented a house in Lafayette, put everything I had into this uniform shop to start it up, and then they decided to tear up the street in front of the uniform shop. And so I was like, okay, well, this may not be working for me. So my future husband said to me, why don't you start your own school? You talk about teaching all the time. And I'm like, oh, no. You know, I'm thinking school owners, you know, they're way up here. They're so intelligent. They've got so much money. And here I was. I had nothing. I'm an, you know, LPN, deputy sheriff, and, you know, no money. How in the world am I going to open a school? You know, so he said, well, do me a favor. Just check into it for me, okay? Because you're one of the smartest people I've ever met. I'm like, okay. And so
when you, but let me stop you right there. So when you start checking into how do you start a school, where do you check first?
Well, since I had taught before, I knew that they were licensed through the Louisiana State Board of Regents.
Mm-hmm.
So I started there, calling and saying, you know, I'm interested in finding out more information about starting a school. And so they sent me a packet, and I read it and filled it out and did all the things I needed to do. You know, I had no money to start a school. Basically, I negotiated with the owners of this building to lease this spot from them, which was 1,604 square foot at the time, and not start paying rent until I was licensed and had my first class.
Wow.
So that was, you know, so I really know God's behind everything, because who does that?
Exactly. But, and then, Dina, okay, you get everything in place. Do you wonder,
yes,
okay, how do you step out of the fear to say, okay, how am I now going to fill these classrooms?
Well, let me say this to you. Fear has always been a part of it, but my faith is it had to be strong like you wouldn't believe, because of the fact that, you know, if I'm trusting myself, I'm the only one that can make it happen for myself, then I just have to go for it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, sometimes you just got to go for it, because I don't want to be one of those people when I get older in a nursing home, rocking in a rocking chair and saying, man, I wish I would have done this.
Mm-hmm.
No, being ahead is going to try it all because, you know, I may not have another opportunity. And everything doesn't have to work perfectly for me. I've failed so much in my life on things, but I never thought it was failure. I never said, oh, my God, I'm going to fail. What if happens if I fail? I've always took it as, well, if this doesn't work out, I'll try something else.
That's great.
That's the attitude that I've had to take because, you know, you have to realize I've had no stability in my life, so I'm very flexible. I've been really high, I've been really low. It's a part of life, and I just go with the flow, whatever that may be.
And then you start this school, and what happens?
Yeah.
I mean, it obviously just starts to flourish.
Well, I started this school. I was only going to teach CNA,
uh-huh.
and I was going to take Noah to school every day, pick him up in the afternoon was my plan, and go to all the baseball and football practices and games. That's what I'm thinking. Mm-hmm. I'm going to support us with this one program, and it's going to be fun. But I tell other people God had other plans for me because it just started to grow and grow. But I have to tell you, it took a while to really catch on and grow. People who think that school owners are in it to get rich doesn't always happen. You know, I mean, it's not always that way. It's a big climb to get to a successful school and business. You just go in there every day and you just work it out. I tell you, I was at a point probably after 6 months after I opened. I was struggling with, you know, trying to keep the school afloat, pay my rent, have, you know, this class. I had hired one little girl to help me out. I was going through all this. I had a friend that had volunteered his time to help me. And I had 7 students, and it just wasn't working. In my mind, I always am a problem solver.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm always trying to think. So my future husband at the time said, let's go riding around for a minute. I said, okay. For 2 hours, he tried to convince me to close the school. He said, you know, you can go into nursing or whatever, Dean, it's just not working out. And I said, I just don't feel that way. I don't feel that way. And he's like, Dina, the proof is in the pudding. You're not making any money. You're losing money, yada, yada, yada.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, okay. So I cried for 2 hours. We rode around. Finally, I said, okay, I just have to go back and tell everybody I'm closing then.
Mm-hmm.
I said, yeah, just, you know, we'll just do that. So we went back inside. Everybody was jumping around. Now, I had 7 students when I left.
Uh-huh.
And by the time I come back in 2 hours, they had enrolled 7 more students.
Wow.
So it had doubled my enrollment in 2 hours. And I said to my future husband, never question me and God again, because it may be a struggle. But who doubles their enrollment? Even though it was 7 students in 2 hours, it was 7 students in 2 hours.
I love it. That's something to make you want to run about, I tell you.
And so, you know, so I've always held on to that fact that God put me here.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always tried to teach my employees, my son, everybody, if you're in pursuit of something and it's very easy to walk through those doors, then that's what you should do. If you find blocks or it's hard or you can't seem to be having trouble getting through, leave that alone, because when God's in it, it flows well.
Mm-hmm.
So I try to live by that. Even today, even today when I have to make a big decision or whatever,
mm-hmm.
I pay attention to how it flows.
How it flows. And so, Dina, the Lafayette campus becomes a success, and then you branch out into other cities.
in the state.
Tell
us about where the other campuses are for those people who may not know.
Well, Unitech Training Academy, Lafayette, Louisiana, is the main campus. We have a campus in West Monroe. We have a campus in Alexandria, one in Lake Charles, one in Houma, and one in Metairie.
Now, when you look back on the success and you look back on your life and you see what was literally nothing and it grows into this, what do you think?
You know, I mean, I'm in awe still today. And one of the things that really affects me is going to graduation at any one of my campuses at any time when they have graduation. And I'm sitting there and I'm basically in awe that a little girl who grew up abused and neglected physically and sexually could one day make a difference in so many people's lives. I mean, I'm still in awe today, not of myself, but in the situation.
Sure.
Because I'm just, these people that are graduating, that are getting jobs from the programs I write all of our programs that we have. So, you know, I mean, I'm totally involved. Unitech has me written all over it. Because that's what we do, you know,
mm-hmm.
and I know what it's like to suffer and go through life and have nothing and you know, worried about where your next meal is coming from. And, you know, it's been there, done that. I understand that. I do. And so one of the reasons I wanted to start Unitech was to give young women and men opportunities I didn't have and hopefully support them and guide them through their career path, whatever they choose, to get to the other side of it, to graduate, to go to work, to be able to support themselves and their children.
Mm.
And so, you know, that's always been one of my goals in life, to do that. And, you know, every day we go up there and we try to accomplish it one student at a time and
mm-hmm.
to get the job done.
So at the end of the journey, when you start to have the growth and the success, do you feel like God finally has really shown up on your behalf in all of those dark hours and days and years where you probably wondered, God, where are you? Do you finally feel like, okay, God, I get it?
Well, you know, I never thought God abandoned me. I never have thought that in any way. I talk to God a lot, mm-hmm. I would say. You know, Lord, you know, God, I don't know what I'm supposed to do here or how much of this do I have to take or how much I have to deal with.
Uh-huh.
You know, I never thought God abandoned me. I talked to him the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
I just knew that things come in time and not in my time, but God's time.
Wow.
And I have to tell you, the success that I have and the life that I get to live now is it's totally amazing. I would have never have dreamed. People ask me all the time, you know, is this your dream? Was this your dream that you had and everything lived? I was so beat down. I didn't dream. I was trying to live one day at a time. I was trying to survive. I didn't dream. I had no dreams.
Mm-hmm.
But as I have went through life, I've just accomplished whatever one day at a time. I just take one day, do the best I can in that day and be the best person, the best mother, the best CEO that I can be for that day. And, you know, God has blessed me. I take nothing for granted. I'm always, you know, I support my mother now. I retired her. I take nothing for granted. And anybody around me, all of my family members, you know, that need help, I'm there for them. I say to God, thank you, God, for allowing me to be the one that you trust to do this for other people and for my family. Thank you that you chose me.
Wow. Dina, this has been an incredible journey through your life, and I love what you say. I refuse to let my past dictate my future. And when we saw your story, we felt like it was one of those powerful and compelling stories. And on our dream board in our office, and we say this to our listeners every single opportunity that we get,
that if you just don't quit, eventually the miracle will happen. Dina, we want to thank you for not quitting. We want to thank you for your life story because, as I said to you before the show started, your story is going to give life and is giving life to the next story and the next story. And you're touching the masses with Unitech Training Academy campuses in Alexandria, Lake Charles, Lafayette, Houma, West Monroe, and Metairie. You absolutely rock, and we celebrate you, not only for Women's History Month, but we celebrate you as a woman that didn't quit. Dina, thank you so much.
Oh, thank you, Carlette.
Absolutely. We want to thank you once again, Dina, for spending what we consider to be the very best part of your morning with us right here on the official OPT Network. We're going to get a break, but we're back right after this.
To On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
The biggest show and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
While buying a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make, selecting the right mortgage loan can be just as important. Your lifestyle, your budget, your comfort level. These are the types of personal factors that will help the mortgage team at Southern Heritage Bank target your best solution. Call Johnny Snow and his team of mortgage loan specialists today. Southern Heritage Bank, offering the expert guidance and choices you need. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Bacon Clubhouse rules. If someone asks you if McDonald's new Bacon Clubhouse sandwich is greater than LeBron James, you say yes.
What? LeBron?
How'd you get here?
Magic. Now what's so great about it?
You can get 100% pure beef or crispier grilled premium chicken.
Uh-huh.
The new artisan roll.
Uh-huh.
Thick cut applewood smoked bacon and Big Mac special sauce.
And that's all greater than me?
Well,
I'm playing, man. I know it's great.
Nothing rules like the new Bacon Clubhouse. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. I participate in McDonald's.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop.
Davis One Stop is a proud underwriting sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Do you need help developing your business? The City of Alexandria and the Ministers of Economic Development, in collaboration with the Louisiana Department of Economic Development, want to assist you with resources to help you grow your business. The Small and Emerging Business Development Program was designed to help provide managerial and technical assistance for small businesses in Louisiana. Certified small and emerging businesses qualify for help with entrepreneurial training, accounting, bid preparation and pricing, business plan preparation, finance, human resources, inventory management, industry-specific training, legal services, marketing, project management, and other areas of technical and managerial assistance. The certification process is simple and can be done online. For certification and program information, visit the Small Business section of OpportunityLouisiana.com. And for additional information on the Small and Emerging Business Development Program in this area, call 318-442-3593 or 318-561-2299.
Daryl's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Daryl's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Daryl's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Daryl's Auto Service, member ASA. Daryl's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Daryl's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
They built our country, fought wars to defend our freedom. They have been called our greatest generation. Now, in this land of plenty they helped to create, many senior citizens in America go hungry. Sometimes they must choose between medicine, rent, or food. It is a choice they shouldn't have to make. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana's Adopt-A-Senior program serves more than 2,200 seniors each month. You can sponsor a senior for only $100 per year. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Together, we can end hunger.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Are you purchasing or building your first home, refinancing, investing? At Magnolia State Mortgage, meeting specific needs with the right products and services is our commitment. Whether you're looking for flexibility, stability, easy qualification, or competitive interest rates, the ladies of Magnolia State Mortgage will guide you through the process that will make home ownership a reality. From the first-time home buyer to the seasoned pro, Magnolia State Mortgage is committed to making the entire process as easy and stress-free as possible. For more information on how to get your new home financed, the number to phone is 318-561-8020.
Magnolia State Mortgage, watch what we can do. Magnolia State Mortgage.
You got somebody working for you.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Are you someone who needs to see a doctor, but you don't have medical insurance or Medicaid? If so, then we have help for you. The HP Long Urgent Care Clinic treats uninsured patients with minor injuries and illnesses. The clinic is conveniently located on Upper Third, next door to Rapids Regional and directly across from Health South. For more information, 769-LONG. That's 769-5664. HP Long Urgent Care Clinic, a service of Rapids Regional Medical Center.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Tanja's Professional Tax Service is owned and operated by LaTanja Williams, authorized IRS e-file provider and tax specialist, specializing in individual and business returns. Tanja's is located at 100 Evergreen Street in Bunkie. Tanja's Professional Tax Services offers a variety of services, including free consultation, refund anticipation loans, electronic filing, direct deposit, E1 Visa card. It's convenient and cost-efficient, fast and accurate returns, discounts for senior citizens, state employees, and active military personnel, guaranteed audit protection, plus year-round tax service. You can phone Tanja's at 318-346-4091.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
the biggest show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you. One conversation at a time.
Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. If that doesn't make your blood boil, I don't know what will. We want to thank once again Dina Head. She is the president and CEO of Unitech Training Academies. What an amazing story. Well, as we continue amazingness on this morning, we continue to celebrate women. We continue to celebrate what we're all doing, what we're all trying to do. And this morning, we're switching gears just a little bit, lightening up just a little bit. We're joined by Leanne Burrell. She's the youth director from the YWCA, an organization that we absolutely love, love, love. We love the mission, eliminating racism, empowering women, and promoting peace, justice, freedom, and dignity for all. In the 21st century, the YWCA of Alexandria Pineville is a respected voice for women. And we're always interested.
We always want to support what the YW is doing. Leanne, good morning and welcome to the very first time right here on the OPT Network.
Thank you, Carla. Good morning.
So happy to see you this morning. Thank you for being able to sit in with us for a little bit. So we have some very specific things that are going on, but they're things and events with a purpose. Let's talk about Breakfast with the Bunny.
Yes, ma'am. Breakfast with the Bunny is a fundraiser for the YWCA. It's to support our programming. We have several awesome programs at the YWCA. Our main ones are our after-school program and our summer day camp. And we have a lot of children that come to our after-school program. We have around 70 children that come to us, and several of them are on scholarships, and you know, it really helps out their parents.
Mm-hmm.
They can come to us and have a safe place to come after school and do their homework and play and make friends, and they're not at home by themselves, and mom and dad can still work. And the same thing during the summer. I mean, they can come to us, and it's just fun. It's a fun field. It's full of activities for them, and mom and dad don't have to worry about them again.
Absolutely. And for a lot of parents, it's not just for the summer. It's after school, and the YW is a place that is safe, that is wonderful, and it's a great environment for children. Now, when you talk about scholarships for people who may not know, let's talk about what that is.
It helps out with their tuition. There is tuition to come to the Y, and this just helps out with the cost of that tuition and guarantees mom and dad, you know, you can, it's a low cost.
Mm-hmm.
It cuts the price of our tuition for them.
Absolutely. So it makes it more affordable.
Yeah,
it for does. Those parents.
Yes.
Who want to send their kids to the YWCA after school and even during the summer.
Yes, ma'am.
And so on this Saturday,
yes,
March the 29th, you're going to have Breakfast with the Bunny. Let's talk about what that is.
Breakfast with the Bunny is, I came up with it. It's just a bunch of different ideas that I had, and I wanted to put them all together. So whenever they get there, they will have breakfast provided by McDonald's. The Easter Bunny will come out, make his rounds, sit with the children, you know, whatever they want. They can love on him, hop
mm-hmm.
around. He'll be there to take pictures with them. We have a photographer, Angel Denise Photography. She'll be there to take candid pictures and personal pictures
mm-hmm.
with the children and the bunny. We will have a fashion show featuring Life's Little Treasures and Shabby Chic, and
mm-hmm.
they are also our sponsors for the event. So
absolutely.
Really
so talk about breakfast from McDonald's. How amazing is it? We want to thank McDonald's
yes.
for providing breakfast. Let's talk about that and how that happened.
Well, I just went over there and I just talked to Miss Amber, and I asked her, you know, can you help support us? What this is something we want to do. I told her what we do, and she agreed, and she fully supports us. McDonald's has always been an awesome supporter for us.
Absolutely. And so Breakfast with Bunnies is really going to be an event, and it's an event where parents or moms and dads, whomever, can come out and bring their kids. And let's talk about the atmosphere.
It's at the beautiful location of the gym. It used to be the old gym jewelry store, and it's been restored to be a beautiful venue for Alexandria, and it's great that we have something like this that we
mm-hmm.
can offer.
And a lot of people don't know about the gym, the right. GEM.
Yes, the GEM. That's the biggest question. Everybody's like, what gym is it at? No, it's not at a gym facility. It's
not at a gymnasium.
Venue. Yes,
mm-hmm.
yes. It's down on 3rd Street, right past City Hall, across from the mini park, which is where we'll have our Easter egg hunt. We're going to do an Easter egg hunt for the kids there, too. So it's just like the prime location. Like, it just has everything of downtown right there at its door.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just beautiful, old, restored, but you know, it still has that old feel to it,
mm-hmm.
that just classic feel.
And so what are you hoping for, and how can people connect with Breakfast with the Bunny?
I'm hoping that, you know, the kids of all different ages and families can come out and they can just play together and have a good time and enjoy what we are bringing here. I mean, Alexandria really doesn't have anything else in the springtime. You know, in the fall, Junior League offers their Merry Market, and they have breakfast with characters. But in the springtime, there's really not a whole lot to put on. So that's kind of where we were with this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I wanted to do something in the spring to offer a little bit more than just going to the mall for the bunny. You can have more interaction and more family time and togetherness and bring our community together.
Okay, and so how can people get tickets for this Saturday's event?
They can call or come to the YWCA. We are located behind Ash off of Jackson Street. Tickets are $20 per person. And then that includes your breakfast, the fashion show. We'll have a little Easter egg raffle where they can win chances of free week of summer day camp or free swim lessons. And then we'll have the Easter egg hunt across in the mini park.
Absolutely. And for those people who are listening, this is an event that is going to help to support those parents who need a little bit of help
yeah.
for their kids during after school. And as we are approaching summer, we've marched straight on through March. And so summer is rapidly approaching.
It is. It is. And we are in the works of planning big time for summer. And it's going to be great. We're hoping to have one of our best summers yet. I mean, we're really striving for everything.
Absolutely. A lot of newness is about to be happening at the Y.
Actually, today they start construction on our pool area. So we are going to have a beautiful new pool area, new locker rooms. The pool is getting completely redone. It's going to be awesome. And then right after summer camp ends, the renovation of our building and expansion begins. Mm. And so we are just amped up and we are ready for everybody to enjoy what we have to offer.
Absolutely. And so not only is this going to be a great time for families, especially those families with young kids that are looking for something to do, it's a donation. It's a way that you can give that helps the Y to support our community.
Yeah, I mean, we are a nonprofit organization. So we do we're off of silent donors, donations, grants, and it's mostly local grants. We don't really get a lot of like huge other grants. Like, we are locally funded. And mm-hmm. I mean, it's awesome that our community always comes together to support us. I mean, we're an awesome place.
Absolutely. The tickets are $20. It's this Saturday, starting at
9 a.m.
9 a.m. And let's tell people once again how they can phone to get the tickets.
They can call us at 442-3397, or they can come by the Y off of Jackson Street. We're on 5912 James Street. We're behind Ash, Alexandria Senior High.
Or people can just come that morning.
Yes, they probably will be able to come that morning. If we have a few tickets left, then they can probably come that morning.
Right.
But we're trying to pre-sale so that we kind of, you know.
Have a count.
Yes, yes.
So this is a great event. It's filling up. For only $20. You can be the change that you want to see in your community. Breakfast with the Bunny is what it's called. It's Saturday, March the 29th at the gym downtown, not the gymnasium, the GEM, beautiful restored building. There's going to be lots of fun, lots of activities, and just a great way to get out and go to the downtown area and see the newness that's happening downtown. Leanne Burrell is the director, the youth director for the YWCA. Leanne, we want to thank you guys always for the work that you do, and thank you for being the change that you want to see.
Thank you.
Hey, everybody, we're going to take a break here, but when we come back, we'll have more right after this. Stay on point.
Listening to On Point Talk with Carla and Christmas,
the Bigger Show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Part of the minimally invasive image-guided specialist healthcare vision is to make sure our patients receive the best service possible. MIGS doctors are dedicated to performing interventional radiology procedures, concentrating on a patient-centered service that focuses on performing procedures in the shortest amount of time possible. Interventional radiology is a selection of advanced techniques that use imaging equipment to treat a variety of illnesses. Interventional radiologists are physicians who specialize in these minimally invasive, targeted treatments. Minimally invasive image-guided specialist, MIGS, is at 3704 North Boulevard, Alexandria. Call 318-445-9700.
MIGS is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Wood Forest Bank is a community bank built upon the needs of the customers they serve. Wood Forest Bank is committed to earning customer loyalty by offering the highest level of customer service, as well as competitive products and services by employees who are fair, responsive, and professional. Wood Forest Bank, another proud underwriting sponsor for On Point Talk, the official OPT Network.
Sylvia's Caring Companions provides personal care and physical assistance to help individuals remain in their homes safe, secure, and comfortable. The care Sylvia's provides is tailor-based on each individual person. Our compassionate staff are warm, friendly, concerned caregivers who offer daily assistance for those who require care of all ages. We provide peace of mind for families who depend on our company.